by their presence. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning.
May we stand for the invocation.
Let us pray. Lord, in these days when voices can be heard all around saying, I need this, I want that right away, this is most important, and hurry, and me first. Lord, help these, your worthy public servants, to set priorities with balance and wisdom. Guide them to deal with the various pressures they face daily with patience and, above all, with good humor. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Senator Kelly.
President, I move to ask your hands concerned that Father O'Neill's prayer be spread on the journal.
Objection, so ordered. Secretary, certify as correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 117th, 118th, and 119th legislative days and Senate Supplement Number 27.
Senator Ray.
Move the journals for the 117th, 118th, 119th legislative days and Senate Supplement Number 27 be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have two people from the Kenai Peninsula. The first one is in the far gallery. It's a gentleman from Kenai who is currently going throughout the state visiting various churches which he's affiliated with. Oftentimes is referred to as Mr. Civil Air Patrol of Kenai, Mr. Bill Kumpacker. Welcome. The other person visiting today is probably one of the youngest lobbyists to come down. She's a high school student from Homer. The state road that goes to her place is in such a bad condition that school has been called off for these students because they can't get to school. This gal, at her own expense, had decided to come down and do some lobbying on the behalf of that road and try to talk to some of you folks and let you know what the condition really is like. I'd like to introduce Faith Shady.
Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, in the far gallery is a gentleman who is on the Kenai City Council and also is a manager of the Seward Fish Meal Plant, Mr. Mike Meehan.
We welcome you here this morning. Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
There are messages from the House.
Message of May 14, the House passed Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10, designating Festival Fairbanks as the entity responsible for producing a radio and television simulcast to begin the celebration of the 25th anniversary of statehood with the following amendment. On page 1, line 14, after Alaska, add, the 11,000th anniversary of the Alaska Native Settlement in Alaska, and transmitting Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10, amended House, for consideration.
Mr. President, I move the Senate to adopt Senate Concurrent Resolution 10 as amended by the House.
Senator Tarrant-Camp.
Mr. President, in looking over the amendment, people of Fairbanks have absolutely no objection as far as I'm concerned. I do think, however, that the 11,000 years is a bit conservative. If you check with the anthropologists, they'll say for anywhere from 12 to 30 years. So maybe we should amend that to 25. However, it depends on whether you're talking about the Athabascan or the Eskimos. So Fairbanks is delighted either way.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Current Resolution 10? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas and 2 absent.
So the Senate has concurred in the House amendments. You may proceed.
Messages of May 13 and May 14, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 31 by the Resources Committee relating to protection and preservation of the Kenai River.
Resources.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 6 Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to driving a motor vehicle.
State Affairs Judiciary.
House Bill Number 243 by Representatives Phillips, Malone, and Kaponen, an act relating to daycare assistance for parents of developmentally disabled children.
What is the number?
House Bill Number 243.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Sorry, Mr. President, that was out of order. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 209, Rules, by the Rules Committee, an act relating to the classification of personnel and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill Number 293 by Representative Ward, an act relating to the definition of the term agency in the Ombudsman Act.
Judiciary Committee.
Second Committee substitute for House Bill Number 309, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act making reappropriations and transfers among appropriations and extending the lapse date of certain appropriations and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee, I'd ask Transportation Chairman to have a quick look at the road programs suggested for transfer. But assign it to Finance Committee.
Those are the messages from the House.
Do we have communications?
There are no communications today.
We have reports of standing committees.
The Resources Committee considered Committee substitute for House Bill Number 163, Rules amended. Harassment of persons lawfully engaged in hunting, fishing, camping, or trapping. And a majority of the committee reports no recommendation. Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, and Senator Sturgiolewski signed do pass. Signing no recommendation were Senators Eliason, Mulcahy, Vic Fisher, and Paul Fisher. House Bill 163 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Rules Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5 and Senate Bill Number 227 requesting the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to reconstruct and upgrade the Petersville Road in Matanuska, Sioux City, and Barrow, and the Alaska Council on Science and Technology, and recommends calendaring on May 16th, signed Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Kelly, and Ferguson. On Senate Bill Number 227, Senator Ray signed calendar, but no recommendation. These do appear on the calendar today.
Are there reports of special committees?
We do have one more standing committee report from Senator Ray.
Dear
Mr. President, the members of the Judiciary Committee have considered the following executive appointments to the Commission on Judicial Conduct, and no objections have been stated to their confirmation. Marcus Clapp of Fairbanks, Bruce Bookman, Anchorage, Michael Holmes, Juneau. This does not indicate an intention on the part of any committee member to vote for or against confirmation of the individual. Sincerely, Bill Ray, Chairman, Judiciary Committee. Those are the end of the standing committee reports, Mr. President.
Are there special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
There are no bills for introduction this morning. It takes us to the date of the calendar. Secretary Reed, Senate Bill 227 by title and author.
Senate Bill Number 227 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to the Alaska Council on Science and Technology and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Sturgiolewski, and Rohde. The Finance Committee waived referral.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments, Senator Ray?
We would ask unanimous consent to Senate Bill for 227 be considered in gross advance, third reading, place the final passage.
Objections, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 227, an act relating to the Alaska Council on Science and Technology and providing for an effective date.
Bills before you for discussion, debate, Senator Ray.
How much money is being allocated to this? It has a fiscal, zero fiscal note, but they provide per diem, et cetera, and they're going to have meetings, and there should be some indication of how much money we're going to spend on this thing.
You have the floor, Senator Fisher, if you wish to respond.
To the question. There's a $100,000 in the governor's budget, as approved by the Senate Finance Committee, for the Council on Science and Technology. It's designed to cover expenses of the council and bringing together special panels of scientists from the university, private sector, wherever they may come from, to advise the state government on issues that may be identified that require policy and scientific analysis. But the money is already in the budget, and that's why this has a zero fiscal note.
Senator Rain?
Perhaps that's very interesting to people on the Finance Committee to write up a zero fiscal note and then put $100,000 into the budget. I don't think that's the correct procedure. I think everybody on this floor should be apprised of how much these cost, and when they do appropriate money for them, it should be indicated on the fiscal note as $100,000 or whatever the amount is.
You have the floor, Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, the issue that Senator Ray brings out is one that we've had consistently this past session with the administration. On every fiscal note that they send over that's both an appropriation or an item that they have in the budget, they've double budgeted by putting a fiscal note onto it for the same amount. For example, in the Science and Technology, they had in their recommendation to us $100,000 for that program. They also send over a fiscal note for $100,000, so we just eliminated one of them.
The further debate? Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 227 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
Senator Ray?
Move and ask unanimous consent
that the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill 227 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Without objection, effective date clause in the bill has been adopted by the Senate. Next item on the daily calendar is Senate Concurrent Resolution 5. Secretary, read the bill by title.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5 by Senator Curtula, requesting the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to reconstruct and upgrade the Petersville Road in Matanuska, Susitna Borough. The Transportation Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Moss, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferencamp, Curtula, Gilman, and Fakes. The Finance Committee considered this bill. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senators Josephson and Fakes signed due pass. Senators Mulcahy, Ferguson, and Sackett signed the recommendation.
The bill is before you for discussion, debate, self-explanatory resolution. You ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 5 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. If any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 5 has passed the Senate. Takes us to the citation calendar. Secretary, read the citation calendar.
Citation honoring Sister Alice LaGault by Representatives Furness and Ringstad.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator Ferencamp.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added to the list of sponsors.
Senator Ray.
I would move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Objection. So ordered, citation calendar has been adopted. We are down to unfinished business. Senator Hayes informs me that they will do everything they can to send the budget over to us this week, at least by the end of the week, and then start exchange, finishing exchange of varying bills between the two bodies. Is there further unfinished business this morning? Are the committee announcements, committee meeting announcements? Rules Chairperson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Rules Committee will meet at 12:30 today in the Butrovich Room. That's a change in location. 12:30 in the Butrovich Room. All of you have the Rules Committee agendas on your desk.
Rules Committee. Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, today the Resources Committee will be continuing hearings on Senate Bill 272 and House Bill 258 at 3 o'clock in the belts.
It's my understanding that possibly Senate Bill 257 will be on the calendar tomorrow. If there's any senator that doesn't have a copy or didn't get a copy of the sectional analysis, we would be able to provide them with one so they'll be able to talk intelligently on the bill.
Items under special orders. You have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent to privilege of the floor to ask a question.
You have the floor, Senator.
We have before us a memorandum from Director of Legal Services to Senator Ray dealing with dedication of funds. And I'd like to ask the question, if I could, to Senator Ray, was this a result of some request that came from the floor? I recall some discussion sometime either last week or week before, and second question is, while I haven't had a chance to really do anything but peruse it, is Billy Barrier saying that dedication of funds funds in revolving loans do not have to be appropriated?
Senator Ray.
Thank you, Mr. President. Through the chair, this is an answer to the request for an opinion. I believe it was by some of the members of Senator Rohde, I believe was the one, somebody asked about it, and I was directed by the president to investigate it, and this is the memorandum opinion. And if you look at the bottom of the last page from Mr. Barrier, it says, in my opinion, it is not necessary to appropriate the receipts of a revolving loan fund to the fund in order for the receipts to be used for purposes of the fund. And that's as close as I can get. He goes through it quite an extensive manner. He goes back into the Constitutional Convention and tells about dedicated funds and the language there. And from my reading of it, I've reached the same conclusion.
If there's further discussion, perhaps we should await another perusal of it. You have the floor, Senator Moss.
Brief recess here, just a second. At ease.
To be at ease?
Yes, sir. About 2 minutes.
We'll be at ease. Are there other items? Senator Ray.
Business come before the Senate. I move we adjourn to 10 a.m. Tuesday, May 17th.
Senate is adjourned.